B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Slavin dusts it off. Wrister deflected. Rask the save. Rebound. Rask with a stop. And then he stops the second opportunity from Niederreiter. Far circle. It's fired. And Rask a glove save as Williams got robbed. Turnover. Left circle. Niederreiter. Hot in front. Backhand. And Rask the stop. Three on two the other way for Carolina Hamilton. Centers fired. Rask slid across. What a stop. The two-pat stack. He gets him at the far post. 40's on fire, sent out in front, and Stahl's deflection denied by Rask as he squeezed the right arm to the midsection. The horn is going to sound. Tuukka Rask gobbled up that last shot from Sebastian Aho. This game is final.
Tuukka Rask last night, having himself a night once again. He did let up one goal, not his finest moment. A little bit of a soft goal that he gave up, but he helps the Bruins weather the storm against the Hurricanes, and they get out of there with a Game 3 win and take a 3-0 series lead against the Hurricanes, a commanding 3-0 lead. This series is over. This series is done.
Oh, cooked. Over.
I fully expect them to completely fold in Game 4.
I don't expect them to fold. I expect them to fight and have a similar type game as they did last night. I do. Like, you do have some pride. It's their building. Seems like they play a little more energy down there. I thought there was more energy in the building last night. I'm not comparing the energy,
you
but
think
I'm
they
saying
want to come back here? Do you think they would really want to come back here?
They don't want to, but what are you going to do?
That's an interesting part of this that doesn't get talked about enough. It's like they're not going to go down swept. Well, in the back of their minds, they're thinking, God.
They're going to be tight tomorrow, but they're going to play hard.
If we win this game tomorrow night, we got to go back to Boston.
For the inevitable?
For the inevitable. Or
we can pack up our stuff and go home for the summer and be done with this.
We can make tea times for Friday.
What if it's 80 down there and you could get a good tea time? Get on a course, you know, by 9, maybe have your exit interviews.
Because it's over.
Sign it is over. They know it's over.
It's over.
You heard it last night.
It's a good game last night. Yeah, game.
You heard Rob Brind'Amour admit after the game. He said, oh, you know, that guy at the other end is doing something special. And that's it. When you start saying things like that, you've admitted defeat. That's it. It's over.
The Rask part of it, too. And after Rask made that one save, I don't know if it was the one where Dougie teed off another one from way up front, the one that hit Tuukka pretty much square in the chest.
Yeah, it was good.
Four people. They showed him on the bench.
Way to create opportunities, Dougie.
Yeah.
Selfless move.
Yeah, way to get in front of the net, you clown.
He's a selfless player, that guy.
You soft piece of poo.
Selfless. Selfless guy.
I looked at it again. It wasn't my fault. I shot it.
Think he and his mom and dad went out to dinner last night after it?
Don't worry, you played well.
I
can't stop watching these Griffey throws from the outfield now. So
it's one of the worst calls we ever got.
Worst calls.
It's stunning.
I'm distracted.
I mean, there's just one to just stop you.
No, I cannot.
I'm shutting
the caller
it off. I'm shutting
that.
It off, Jim.
That was a great 5 minutes of the show, though.
I'm shutting it off. I can't keep watching these videos of outfield
game
throws in baseball now.
So you stupid JBJ comments.
Speaking,
you don't apologize.
Yeah, Bruins last night. Bruins last night. The penalties in the first period, and. What?
Oh, no, just getting lots of messages from people listening on the stream. Go ahead.
Oh, what do they think of the update?
Oh, they really liked it. They're enjoying the show today.
It's a good show.
Oh, my God, I'm getting them, too.
It's a good show. Justin Williams, 3 penalties in the first period. 3 penalties, all with him being engaged with Torey Krug. Agitator Torey Krug, of all guys. This guy lost his mind. The captain of the Hurricanes. It shows you where that team is at mentally. They have completely mentally, they've just collapsed. Mentally, they were not prepared for the game. And I question whether they were mentally prepared in game 2. I question whether or not they, you know, were able to outlast the Bruins in game 1, because I thought by the third period, they just sort of fell apart and didn't really hang in there late in game 1. And then you heard Brind'Amour talking about being mentally fatigued. Yeah. They looked out of the gate like a team that mentally couldn't handle the stage last night. They looked like the team we thought they were right out of the gate. Your captain, the guy with the C, getting drawn into 3 penalties in the first period alone. Why? Lost his mind. That doesn't even get into what he got engaged with later
mind.
With Brad Marchand. I'm sorry, not Brad Marchand, but
Backes.
Yeah. We compare him to Marchand.
We talked to Billy Jaffe yesterday. I'm like, okay, other than obviously switching goaltenders, which they did, what are adjustments you can make? Well, you know, you just basically that's you got to go out and you got to play. So mentally, they took it in their head, as did their captain, that I'm going to go out and play reckless hockey and try to ignite this team and ignite this crowd with some sort of ridiculous type spark. Captains don't do that. Does Char do that? Does Bergeron, is an assistant, does he do that? How many captains go out and act that way, the way that guy did? That's just, you knew he was cooked the other day. He needed to go home, eat a poo sandwich. Eat a bunch of them. Yeah, guy probably didn't sleep for 2 days. And that was his answer. That was his answer. I hope that's not what, like, the coach said. You know, let's go out there. Let's take it to him. Let's watch Slapshot, you know, the night before. Have a team dinner. Go out and do that. Rough them up. Yeah. Old-time hockey. Bring that back. Yeah, he looked stupid in that first period.
Lost his mind. Mentally not ready. Not ready for it last night. And so they paid a price for that. Even though that first period, it felt like the Bruins were on the kill the whole period because they actually had more penalties. The Bruins had 6 penalties against them in that first period.
Yeah.
If you could believe that. A lot of calls. It sort of died down. I think there were 2 penalties in each of the next 2 periods. But the Bruins sort of weathered that storm early. Tuukka was really important early. Tuukka was very important. He had some sequences of saves in the first period that were really important saves, that were really great saves at times. And I think maybe one of the highlight saves of the night was when he stopped Sebastian Aho when he sort of had that diving save going from one side of the net to the other when he, you know, again, is making the highlight reel type of saves that we'll be seeing in a montage at some point. We hope. So, Bruins game last night, they go up 3-0, and they're one step closer to being in the Stanley Cup Finals, which it appears they will be, with one more win to go. 617-779-0985. Of course, the NBA lottery was last night as well. We're talking about that, and we'll get back to your calls after the action update. We'll get the latest from the guys in the desert.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
.1220 here on Zolak and Bertrand. Make sure you get to 98.5 thesportshub.com. Download the 98.5 the Sports Hub app. That's, of course, where you can get all the coverage of everything happening in Boston sports, but also you can stream us live.
Yeah,
you can catch all the slip-ups.
Get your hearty, be naughty.
You can stream us live and also make
Stop
sure
Stop saying it.
You also enable streaming on all of your smart speakers. Make sure you stream us on your smart speakers as well.
Nice thing is we got a lot of requests for Hardy for new movie lines, unedited, to be put in his next headlines.
Yeah, of course. Make it a thing.
Yeah. Speaking of porking, Celtics didn't get porked last night with the...
No, they didn't.
With the ping pong balls.
No, they did not. They did not get hosed on that front. They actually did okay. They didn't do great. They didn't do bad. It was not a disaster. As I saw Chris Gasper tweet last night, that last night was a disaster for the Celtics. I don't believe it was.
What did he want?
They did fine. They're fine. The Memphis pick is delayed.
Right.
That's the best thing you want for that pick. Delay it. 617-779-0985.
You know what, though? But I think Gasper says that with the thought of, you know, listening to him and Murray on weekends, that Kyrie is gone. You know, and that you need like a top 4 player. You know, and you need to start that, getting those type of players in here again. You got to keep Hayward. You got to find as many good players as you can.
Kevin is in Swampscott. Kevin, what do you got?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, you guys. So, first of all, how dare Terry Rozier make me have to watch Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman?
No,
that's
kidding.
The number one offense. But I think it's actually kind of worrisome that Brad Stevens has let someone like Terry Rozier get his head so big that he's talking about himself in the third person while he didn't average 10 points a game last season. I would rather pay Kyrie to get his whiny little butt to stay on the Celtics than to listen to Terry Rozier talk in the third person and say people like Gordon Hayward and people like Kyrie are the reason why he's not playing well.
Yeah, and I mean, to think of the sacrifice, and he was still second in the team on the team in touches. His touches went down like 100. That was it from the year prior, where he led the team.
I can't stop looking at that great owl tattoo he has. How did we not know about that before now?
Doesn't he wear a t-shirt under his
maybe uniform? I never noticed it until now.
Like, that owl's badass. Like, if you're gonna get an owl, stick it somewhere. Like, that's where you stick it. Put it right there. You know what I mean? No, but like, why would you pick the owl?
I don't know, but it's a good looking tattoo.
Owl's a night killer, right? You come out at night, you kill people, kill things at night. You go hunting. I don't know. You get them big eyes. You're always eating rodents.
Oh, and the owl's always a little bit mysterious, right?
It's a wise old owl.
Yeah, something always a little bit mysterious about the owl.
Like, I could see Kyrie getting the owl tattoo because he's the wise guy.
And he's a thinker.
He's a smart guy.
He's a thinker.
Yeah, wise. I'm the wise
guy. He always
man.
Wants you to think something's going on, never wants to reveal everything. He wants things to be mysterious.
Right.
It's a pretty great tattoo. It's good work. Mm. How come he doesn't go by? I don't know that the owl is necessarily scary, you know, scary Terry. I like how he zoomed in. He zoomed in. For those of you who are watching on the simulcast, NBC Sports Boston.
No, I don't have a tattoo. I'm sure you don't either.
I don't.
You might have one down in your groin area. I don't know.
Why would I put it in the groin
area? I mean, you hide it. The neck area, it's got to be.
That's not an owl. What is that, Jim?
Jim,
what kind of owl is that?
It's the Eastern Screech Owl.
No, it isn't.
No one's ever heard of a screech owl. Play the first one.
Freaking turkey,
you hit it on the head. Now you're trying too hard.
Jim, the first one is a turkey button.
Hoo, hoo. Right. That's the owl. There you go. That's the owl. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's the owl I'm looking for. 617-779-0985. Pete in Delaware, you think the Celtics lottery was a disaster?
Yes, I do, because of Zion Williams going to New Orleans as far as trying to get Anthony Davis. Because Wojnarowski was saying last night, and then I heard him again this morning, that David Griffith's approach to this is the same as Oklahoma City in Toronto, and that he's the new GM, and he's basically going to go back in. He does not want to get rid of Davis, and he may not get rid of him through part of the season. He's going to try to keep him. And the other thing is, you had a timeline with Kyrie with July 1st. Kyrie's not going to wait around a month to see if Anthony Davis comes before he signs with anybody. And David Griffith now doesn't need to move Davis quickly now that he's got Zion. He's trying to prove that this is the new LeBron, be with the younger version. So to me, it was a disaster, except for the Memphis pick.
In that the motivation for New Orleans to trade Anthony Davis went out the window. It did. They got the number one pick. Their only motivation to move Anthony Davis would be if someone else was offering the number one pick, but there's no guarantee that another team would be offering the number one pick for Anthony Davis. That was not a guarantee going into the night. There was sort of a debate, even in places like New York. Would New York be willing to give up the number one pick? I mean, they'd be stupid if they didn't want to give up the number one pick for the player, but still, that's still a debate. Because when you're talking about Anthony Davis, you're talking about 1 year of Anthony Davis or, you know, the rookie contract of Zion Williamson. There's a debate there. There's a debate. Do you want a potential franchise player that you draft, or do you want 1 year guaranteed of a player? That's not an easy call.
No.
You've got to sort of get a gauge on whether or not Anthony Davis would want to stay with your team.
I think it could hurt you, too, from the standpoint that, you know, and I know Sham, to counter Woj, had said that Anthony Davis hasn't changed his stance, right? He wants.
Yeah, Sham says that he still wants out.
He wants out, but say
he
does
can make
stay.
Things, you know, difficult on them. He could be a real pain in the butt.
Woj didn't say he didn't want out, though. Woj just said that they don't want to trade him.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not necessarily conflicting reports.
Wait, they might wait till February. They might give it to the trade deadline.
Correct.
Which kind of screws you as a Celtic fan because you want Anthony Davis.
Right. What he's saying is if the Pelicans ended up with the, you know, fifth pick. And they're sitting there trying to get a higher pick. they're motivated to move Anthony Davis to get up in the draft.
Yeah, and I think the fact that now all of a sudden, you know, the Knicks look like they're empty there, that now they're going to make the run at Durant.
But when did
Kyrie.
When was the only motivation for him staying? When was it only the form of Anthony Davis?
True. I mean, that's a good point.
I don't know. Who does he want to play with that's on this team right now?
I don't know that there is, but I'm
unless
saying,
he can convince Durant to come here.
Beatles, I think, talking about
just,
an outsider.
I just don't think that the only thing it hinged on was Anthony Davis. I think that's what we all were hoping for as a way of convincing him to stay. But I don't even know that that was a thing that he wants. We all just assumed it would be something he wants. Let's go to Chris, who's in Virginia. He was at the game last night. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. I mean, so first off, I was behind Tuca in the first and third period in the balcony. What he was doing was just awesome. I couldn't believe what he was able to do with some of the shots Carolina was getting. But early in the game, first commercial break, I believe it was, they do a video montage on the board, and it's all Dougie Hamilton.
I saw a tweet about this.
They show an ISO cam. They show an ISO cam of him on the bench and get him an ovation. They obviously heard what was being said in Boston and how he was being treated there, because they made sure he felt special last night. He was the first name.
It was mom and dad probably put that in.
Yeah, it was
probably
done,
out of commission.
It was done in iMovie. His mom did it on her iPhone and sent it to the team so they could play it for him last night.
I mean, the Dougie chants for him pregame were like, just, it was just so funny to me as a Boston fan to see this full house of bandwagon fans just cheering for Dougie. Like, it's like, oh,
Let me ask you this. From a Tuca standpoint, it resonated, I think, through the TV on some big saves. The Tuca chants, the Tuca. Was that going on?
It was awesome.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Bruins fans there.
I was alone. I couldn't see a ton of them from where I was in the balcony. The way their arena set up, you can't see the opposite balcony. But in my section, I was one of like 10 Bruins fans.
Thing hanging.
Yeah, that ring at the top of the arena with the banners and stuff kind of blocks your view of the other balcony. You get a full view of the rink, but you can't see across the opposite side of the balcony.
Oh, okay.
So, but I mean, it was loud of Bruins fans, but I mean, and the Carolina fans were unbelievable
Chris? What banners are hanging up there?
From my section, it was NC State basketball.
Got it. Okay, just wanted to check on that. What banners you were looking at?
That's nice. Nice hockey team.
What banners
there.
Are you looking at?
You couldn't have a better
Chris
cupcake.
Corciani retired number.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah. They show the one of Jim Valvano with the whistle. It has no number on it. It has a whistle on the banner.
I mean, hey, Jimmy V, great. Love what he stood for and love his speech and everything.
Mecklenburg.
Awesome. I just wonder what that. Like, wait, what banners they got hanging in that place?
NASCAR.
NASCAR
fan. Circle. Cars driving circle.
Charles Shackelford. Is that the guy?
Yeah.
At NC State?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shackelford's also the name of the bodyguard in Indecent Proposal.
Do you have any lines from that movie you want to put in these headlines?
I'm going to try it again.
Okay. Well,
I've been scared straight. We're gonna go back to it.
The people really enjoyed what you did with the last headline.
Well, they're not going to enjoy this one as much.
Oh, there are the banners. There are the banners. We've got a picture of it now. Wait a minute. They kept the retired numbers from the Whalers?
Oh.
Are you effing kidding me?
Oh.
Is that what that is?
It's got to be.
Well, no. Did he play in Carolina, though, too? Looking at the Wesley one?
Look at the Francis one. Maybe that's why. Yeah,
Tom said he played for Carolina.
Oh,
too.
He did. Okay, so he was still with the team when they moved down there. All right, that's fair. That's fair. Then I'm like, wait a minute, did they move banners from?
You got the Gordie Howe one up there. No, that would be ridiculous.
Stop it. Okay, all right. Fair enough. I just wanted to make sure they weren't moving Ron Francis banners from Hartford to Carolina. But if he played there, that's cool. That's within bounds. Let's get back to it. Here's Hardy's headlines. Keep it clean, Hardy, please.
Yeah, Hardy.
Okay? We don't mind.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Bruins jump on it. Brandon Carlo elevates the puck. Two penalties called in back of the play. Torrey Crew and Justin Williams. 2 minutes each for Russ. He'll wrist it along. A penalty is called. It's a holding call, and it's Justin Williams getting involved with Torrey Crew. This time, the only guy to go is the Kane captain.
Wow, his second penalty of the game. He had two in game two. The three-time Stanley Cup winning captain. He can't buy a break with the officials to save his life.
Falk defends on Coyle, and a penalty. Justin Williams again. A high stick on Torrey Crew. And the Hurricanes captain has taken three penalties in the first period.
Oh, my gosh.
Is the telephone number. Last night, right out of the gate. What a clown show. What a clown show. I expected so much better from you clowns. But nope. You revert right back to what you are. Mentally weak, soft team. The Carolina Hurricanes, led by their captain. Your captain, of all guys, takes three penalties in the first period and goes to the box three times for three penalties, all on Torrey Krug. Justin Williams is a mental case, complete basket case out of the gate. That right then and there should have shown you where they were at mentally coming into the game. I guess Rob Brind'Amour, when he talked on Monday and said they were mentally fatigued, yeah, I guess he was onto something there. I guess you're all scrambled down there in Carolina. I guess you just can't take it.
I think the stage is too big for them.
There's
obviously a fine difference for them between being mentally fatigued and just being, frustrated? That's how you counter? That's how you react when you're mentally fatigued? That's frustration right there. That means you're better than us. We can't do anything but hit back and do things like that. We can't play our game and counter what you do. We're not better. You know, you're going to get your ass swept in an Eastern Conference final. What's that do for you? Make you rethink what you do if you're Carolina? Probably not. That stuff. You hear that caller. Packages for Dougie Hamilton prior to the game. Highlight packages. Dougie chants. What are you trying to mentally get him going? Get him confidence? I know he's been in the league for a while. And you hockey people say, we understand. Oh, Dougie's just fine. That's the way he plays. Dougie's been playing in this league for a long time. Yeah, I'm sure he will. I don't know if he'll ever win anything. Like for them and the road that they travel.
Yep.
We sit here and we look at it before the Bruins. Like, this is the path of least resistance. You know, you lose Tampa Bay. The Capitals get popped. Pittsburgh's out of it. You took care of Toronto. And if you look at it from their perspective, when are they going to ever have a better chance? Now, granted, they got to go through Boston.
I watched this first period, and all I could think of was, what kind of amphetamines did this guy take before the game?
Smell salts.
I'm serious. That's what I thought. Like, what did this guy take on the bench before this game started? What is he under the influence
Who's
of?
Who's that call we had? He's fired up, and he's going to get in there.
Didn't you think of that?
Yeah.
He was playing like a crazed individual. Like a guy who's all, that's what you say, he's all amped up from what?
There's a difference. It's being unstable, playing that way, or being able to channel it, use it to the best of your ability. Like, sort of Marchand has done for most of the time. Like this guy went wacko. Put a negative tone to that game for your team.
Yeah.
He's lucky he didn't wear down 3-0. You're lucky. Hey, Tuukka stood on his head. I know he gave them problems, but really? Not Torrey Krug. Torrey Krug. Now you're going to punch Backus in the back of the head?
Like, what did he do? I took a fistful of greenies before the game started. Yeah. Like, what the hell was that?
Mixed up some ultra fuel and coffee. Yeah.
Is that what it seemed like?
Ground up some Sudafed.
No, all that crap is banned in the NHL these days. You can't even take Sudafed in the NHL anymore. You can't take Sudafed in the NHL. You play in the NHL, you get a cold, no Sudafed for you. Nope, deal with it. Can't take any of that stuff. But that's how he played. Three penalties midway through the first period. Down on the ice is David Backus. He takes a shot to the back of the head at David Backus. He punches him in the back of the head. Cowardly dink move. That's stupid crap. More than same nonsense going on in this series. And then after the first period, by the way, in between period, the coach's corner, Don Cherry. Up in Canada. Don Cherry, for some reason, after all this went down in the first period with Justin Williams, he thought that for some reason, with no score after one, that this was going to lead to a Carolina win. You'd like poke the bear down there.
It's like old-time hockey.
That this was going to trend in the bad direction for the Bruins because, oh, you shouldn't have done this to Justin Williams. You should not have done this, and that here come the Hurricanes.
But ladies and gentlemen, I am for the Bruins 100%. I am 100% that they were going to win this series. But you never, ever, ever upset a guy like Williams. Now watch this here. As you saw it last week, you've seen it 100 times. He was fast asleep. Williams was fast asleep. Watch him this. Yeah, never. Why? You're leading 6-0. And not a guy stepped up.
3-0. 3-0.
Well, doesn't it end up? And there he is before the game. He is pumped. I've watched him for 18 years. I've never seen him like this here. He's got that team pumped up right now. That's why they got 20 shots to 6 like that. It's because of him. He's the captain. Think about if you ever did that there to Stevie Yzerman. There'd be a riot or Gretzky or like that. He is ready. I'm telling you, boy, he in that dressing room, he's got them wired. You can't believe. I still say the Bruins going to win, but it's going to be a lot harder because you do a stupid thing to a guy like Williams. All right.
Now, there are some who might say that's inauspicious, that you're running around like that.
But first of all, I don't know what auspicious means. But
you know what I mean. They would think he's off his game or lost his focus. Crazy.
You listen to me. Right. You have a guy like that pumped up. He's 18 years in the league. He knows what's going on. He's won the cup. These guys have won the cup. He goes in. He got them pumped up. He'll settle down the second one. And I'm telling you right now, that team is pumped. They don't believe in tradition. They wear black at home. They let their captain get pushed around the whole deal. But he's got them pumped, and it's going to be a lot tougher than I thought it would be to beat these guys out.
I don't care. I don't follow
the reasoning.
I don't care that Don Cherry's wrong. I could listen to that guy every single day talk about anything. Anything.
You have those calls like when Jingle O calls in and Ken and Paulie and Denim, and we say, hey, let's get them a football show. Like, could you imagine like Don Cherry have Phil Esposito and his nutty rages?
No.
Give me one more wacko.
I want Don
to put there. Yeah.
No, I want Don Cherry. Don Cherry's a legit broadcaster.
I know, but he's sitting, you're I'm sitting not in putting locker
him
room.
In the, I'm not
don't
putting
you
him
believe,
in,
don't you believe
I'm not putting what? Him in a crew of a bunch of schleps that don't know what they're doing. Espo's a hockey player who's just an angry old guy.
He didn't even know the score.
He's just an angry old man.
6-0.
Don Cherry's full.
It don't matter.
Don Cherry's full of life, man. Don Cherry, 85 years young. Oh. Don Cherry. Full of vigor.
Grandpa.
Oh, my God. Love that guy. He's dead wrong, though. Oh, my God, was he wrong about that? Justin Williams lost his mind. A lunatic.
Don't do that to him. Now you're in trouble.
Horrible. Can you imagine having that guy as your captain? Really?
No.
How do you go into next season with, now assuming they lose the series, right?
Make Dougie the captain.
Let's assume they lose in 4. You go into next season, you have that guy as your captain still?
Dougie.
What are you doing? Get a new one. Get a new captain.
Especially the way he's acted, yes.
Yeah. It's a joke.
You see Bergeron or Chara doing it? No.
Never.
Just when Don Cherry's listing off the things that make them a non-traditional franchise. You know, they do this. They wear black at home. They let their captain get pushed around. Well, how is that beneficial to your team? How does letting your captain get pushed around somehow equate to them being a tougher out than you had originally anticipated in this series? It's just odd, his train of thought there. But I'm with you. I like listening to him talk. Love Don Cherry.
Love him.
He's great.
Absolutely. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your Bruins calls. Also, Stephen A. Smith, if you haven't seen it or heard it yet, he had a meltdown. He had a meltdown over the Knicks not getting the number one pick. Is he a Knicks fan?
Yes.
I thought he's a Philly guy.
Apparently, he said, I didn't know either.
He's a Philly guy. What's with this Knicks meltdown he had last night?
He's from New York, though. I think he just likes Philly, right?
Yeah,
oh,
he likes the Knicks.
I didn't know that.
He likes the Knicks.
We got that for you, but we'll get back to your Bruins calls, too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Also mixing in your thoughts on the draft lottery last night, which I thought the Celtics did just A-okay in. I thought rooting for the 14th pick was the mature thing to do last night. I know that it's not great. I know that's not excitement. I know that's not fireworks. Okay? It's not fireworks, but it's the mature thing to root for because it means that the Memphis pick is going right on down the road. By the way, today, right here on this very station, 98.5 The Sports Hub with Felger and Maz at 2:30 p.m., Celtics co-owner Wick Grosbeck will be in studio.
Oh, must listen.
All right? Is that in studio today or on the phone? I said in studio, not even knowing. I just know he stops in a lot.
He was in studio last time.
Yeah, I said he was in studio. I shouldn't have said that.
I might stick around to see which car he brings.
I took a picture of it last time.
Oh, my God. It's nice. Like one of five.
I say in studio. I don't even know that. I just tease something I don't know the answer to. It says, the way I read it was that it was in studio, but it doesn't say in studio.
We went outside that day. I remember he pulled up and Jim goes, oh, it's a nice looking car.
I don't know that to be true.
Do you have any clue what kind of car
that is? Not in studio. Phoner.
Whoops.
On the phone.
Okay. That's still good.
Boner.
Still good.
Still good.
He might have something on Rozier.
Either way, the owner of the Celtics, Wick, is going to be on with Felger Maz at 2:30 today.
Good for him.
So that should be some good stuff. Wick should. Never holds back. Should obviously have some things to say about what the ending of the season was for the Celtics and the future of the Celtics and Kyrie and maybe even the draft lottery last night. Maybe he thinks they did A-okay. I think they did just fine. Keep kicking that Memphis pick right on down the road. Still a very important asset for them. So that's coming up on Felger Maz today at 2:30. Wick will join the boys to talk about the Celtics. But we're talking about some hockey right now, but we're, of course, mixing in everything. Jonathan is in Everett. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, guys. What's up, so?
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Do you know Bird?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay. Continue.
I do go to Mike Soto's Beef a lot, though. just wanted to talk about Williams. Do you think if the NHL thought this series was going to go any longer, they'd take a look at him and maybe give him a game or two?
No. I don't believe so.
No.
Nope. I don't believe it's worthy of that. I wouldn't want him suspended for what he did. For what?
No. Looking for a penalty.
I don't think that his punch on Backus was worthy of a suspension. The same way I don't think that Brad Marchand's punch was worthy of a suspension. I find both of them gutless.
Considering how they were blowing the whistle on your ass in that first period every single damn time they had a chance to, I would just like a little back and forth there.
But see, there is an in between there. You know, because the Joe Hags tweet that I saw today was like, oh, if this was Brad Marchand, then everyone would be calling for him to get kicked out of the playoffs. Well, you can call it gutless and then also say,
he's got that Marchand
thing gutless
again,
and it's puke-inducing crap that I have no use for and I don't like and I don't care to watch, but I also am not going to overreact and say, suspend a guy or kick him out of the playoffs. You know, there is reason in between there somewhere. You cannot overreact to it and say, suspend a guy, fine a guy, punish a guy, and then also say, yeah, but it's useless, and I have no desire to watch a guy do that. I don't need someone punching another guy in the back of the head for me to enjoy the game. I don't. And by the way, I actually like the fighting in hockey, and I wish there was still more of it in the game. This is not an anti-fighting take. I love the fights in hockey. I just don't like punching people in the back of the head when they don't even see it coming. Got no use for that. But no, What did he do last night that's worthy of a suspension? There's nothing in there that he would need to get suspended for. In fact, the penalties are terrific. Keep doing it, you idiot. Keep going in there. Keep going in there after Torey Krug. The Bruins will happily allow you to keep going to the box for 2 minutes. Yeah, no, keep going. Keep going to the box, you dummy. What is that all about? The captain of the Hurricanes. What a fool.
Stupidity. Speaking of stupidity, real quick here, because I know we have mentioned the New York Jets throughout the course of our show.
Yeah, McKagnon fired today.
Fired McKagnon. Adam Schefter just had this. So just months after the NFL draft, analyst Mike Mayock took over for the Raiders as their head guys.
What happened to him now?
His replacement at NFL Network and draft guru, Daniel Jeremiah, is heavily being considered for a front office job with the New York Jets as far as potentially being their GM.
Did he work in a front office prior to his time at NFL Network, though?
Eagles, Browns,
yeah,
Ravens.
He's in a front office guy.
So this
I think
is
he was
sort
a scout,
of,
though. I don't know if he was a like. I don't know how much he elevated up.
He's pretty good with the NFL draft stuff. I read a lot of his stuff, you know, up to the draft, trying to.
Yeah, at least he's worked in front office related roles.
This is what the Jets did. So they allowed him to pick a new coach, draft a quarterback, have a top three pick, go sign a free agent.
Oh, it's moronic.
For $12 million, say there's no issues, then fire his ass, and all of a sudden you're going to elevate a draft analyst.
Speaking of New York.
Kuiper and McShay field. Doing it for years.
No one's called Kuiper at all. Speaking of New York, Stephen A. Smith of ESPN had a meltdown last night in this weird video that he posted when the Knicks didn't get the first overall pick in the draft.
It was like Blair Witch Project. Like.
Yeah, it was very dark. You could barely see anything in the video.
So angry.
But it's him.
I thought there was something wrong with my phone.
Yeah, no, something wrong with, he was taping himself in the dark. But I still got my Uncle Drew statue.
Good effect.
He could be with the Knicks soon. Bobblehead.
It's not a statue.
It's a statue, bobblehead. Statue, bobblehead. It looks like a Knicks uniform, this Harlem bucket.
Is a statue like a collectibles word? You're a big collectibles guy. That's got to be like a collectibles like lingo, no?
No, it's a bobblehead. I'm calling it a statue because when you say someone has a statue, it means like they're being honored.
They're being honored with a statue. Speaking of collectibles.
You build a statue of someone who's being honored. You know, Bobby Orr has a statue. Bill Russell has a statue. Red Auerbach has a statue. Uncle Drew, statue.
That's on
here's Stephen A.
Damn it! Damn it! Typical Knicks, man. I knew it. They'd get close. They'd tease us. And then they wouldn't get it done. Oh! 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 I know the Knicks were denying it. I know the Knicks had everybody believing that if they got the number one overall pick, they were going to hold on to Zion. But I'm here to tell you, no matter what they tell anybody, they were thinking about moving that pick for Anthony Davis. They were at least thinking about it. Now New Orleans gets the first damn pick, and now they got both guys. What do the Knicks have? What do the Knicks have? I don't even know what else to say. Hopefully I calm down. My first take tomorrow.
Oh, please. Promotional so vehicle. Get a grip, dude. That's so fake.
Is he
rumble in the background in a car?
Yeah, he's a little affected, don't you think?
Get a grip.
It's a tiny bit over the top.
What are we doing?
What is he even talking about?
It's like Chris Russo. Call his father. Get a Tom Brady singer.
Is he upset with the lottery? Is he upset with the Knicks were going to do?
I have no idea.
He's trying to drive KD and Kyrie to New York, and that's all he wants to talk about on First Take is let's get some superstars in there. This is so fake and staged. You're not fake.
What if they get Kyrie? Will he be happy then?
Yeah, he would.
Can we repaint this to a Knicks jersey?
I like to repaint
Give the bobblehead.
Would you stop doing it? It's like the sound effect from Predator.
A little Botox? He needs a little Botox. He's got these wrinkles. It doesn't look like Kyrie.
You know, the score, the... Yeah,
the bobblehead?
I like that. Yeah.
Alien does that, too.
Well, it's not a sound effect. It's actually part of the score. It's like the music. I'll
put the Uncle Drew down.
Thank you.
That's not me. That's Zoe. Enough.
A little bit of alien, a little bit of signs, a little bit of the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.